First Chronicles 3, NIV version. These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The firstborn born was Amnon, the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, the son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream by his wife Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him there: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. There were also Ipar, Elishua, Eliphele, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Ephialeh, nine in all. All these were the sons of David, besides his sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Jehoram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham, his son, Ahaz, his son, Hezekiah, his son, Manasseh, his son, Amon, his son, Josiah, his son, the sons of Josiah, Johanan, the firstborn, Jehoiakim, the second son, Zedekiah, the third, Shalom, the fourth, successors of Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim, his son, and Zedekiah, the descendants of Jehoiakim, the captive, Shelatiel his son, Malkiram, Pediah, Shednazar, Shechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah, the sons of Pediah, Zerubbabel, and Shimei, the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, Shelomith was their sister. There were also five others, Hashabath, Ohel, Bekakiah, Hasadiah, and Jehab. He said, the descendants of Hananiah, Pelatuai, Jesahiah, and the sons of Rephaniah of Arnon, of Abadiah, and of Shechaniah, the descendants of Shechaniah, Shemaiah and his sons, Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, Shaphat, six in all, the sons of Neriah, Elanai, Hiskiah, and Ezricam, three in all, the sons of Elenai, Hodaviah, Elishib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Delaiah, and Anai, seven in all, the tribes of Israel, chapter 4, the descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal, Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jehath was the father of Umai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazleponi. Penua was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. They were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nerah. Nerah bore him Azum, Hefer, Temeni, and Hashatari. These were the descendants of Nerah, the sons of Hela, Zareth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anub and Hezebiah, and the clans of Aral, son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I give birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Kelub, Shuha's brother, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, Baseah, and Tehina, the father of Ir Nahash. These were the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah, the sons of Othniel, Hapa and Menothi. Menothi was the father of Ophrah. Sarai was the father of Joab, the father of Ger Harashim. It was called this because its people were craftsmen, the sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Aru, Elah, and Nam, the son of Elah, Kenaz, the sons of Jelalel, Zipha, Tirah, and Asarel, the sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. One of Mered's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shimei, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His Judean wife gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Senoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithia, whose Mered had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keliah, the Garmite, and the Eshtemoah, the Mekathite, the sons of Sheman, Anmon, Rinna, Benhan, and Telan, the descendants of Ishi, Soheth, and Ben-Soheth, the sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, Er, the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Meresheshah, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth, Ashibaya, Jokim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubi, Lehem. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gederah. They stayed there and worked for the king.
The sons of Simon were Nemto, Jame, Jarez, Araz, Sharu, Shalom, his son, Mishma, his son. The sons of Mishma were Hamel, his son was Zakor, his son, and Shemel, his son. Shemel had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have any many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt in Beersheba, Moradah, Hazah, Sharu, Beohad, Izad, Tolad, Bethel, Homar, Ziklag, Beth, Markaboth, Hazar, Suzim, Beth, Bedi, and at Shadamram. These were the cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Toshen, Ashan, and 5 cities, and all the villages that were around the cities as far as Bela. They were the dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Mishabab, Jamlad, Josham, the son of Amazad, Joel, Jehu, the son of Jashibai, the son of Sarah, the son of Asay, Elon, Ane, Jacobah, Isaiah, Ade, Jesmeed, Benaiah, Ziza, the son of Shipai, the son of Alon, the son of Jedea, the son of Shimar, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by their name were leaders in the families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the interests of Jedor as far as the east side of the valley to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad and quiet and peaceful. Some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by the came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents, and the Mennonites were found there and utterly destroyed them. As it is the day they dwell in that place because there was pasture for the flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simon, went to Mount Seir, having their captains Pelatah, Nerar, Rephar, and Yoseh, the sons of Ishi. They defeated the rest of the Amalekites who escaped, they dwell there in this day. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the son Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although his birthright was Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn, was Israel, of Israel were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah, his son was Gog, his son, Shemaiah, his son, Micah, his son, Riah, his son, Baal, his son, the Baran, and Baran, his son, who Teglath, Pileser, king of Syria, carried his into captivity. He was a leader of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families were genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief Jerel and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azad, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal Menon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river of Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they dwell there in the tents throughout the entire area of the east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwell next to them in the land of Bashan as far as Salcon. Joel was the chief, Tapan the next, then Janaiah and Shaphat and in Bashan. And their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Joran, John, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These are the children of Abigail, I guess, the son of Hero, the son of Jaro, the son of Galen, the son of Michael, the son of Jehasiha, the son of Jadu, the son of Buzz, Ahi, the son of Abidale, the son of Gani, the chief of their father's house. And the Gadites dwell in Gilead, in Bashan, and in the village, and in all the common lands of Sharon with their borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, the king of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites and half tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men and able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with a bow and skillful war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagarites, Jetu, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into the hand, and all who were there with them, for they cry out to God in battle. He heedeth their prayer, because they were put to trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, 2,000 of their donkeys, and 100,000 of their men. For many fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwell in their place until captivity. So the children of the half tribe of Manasseh dwell in the land. Their numbers increase from Bashir to Baal Hermon, that is to Sinur or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their father's houses: Epher, Ishi, Elad, Azariah, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadeo. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and the heads of their father's houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king Assyria, that is Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half-tribe of the Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Hira, in the river of Gozan that day.
The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The son of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas. Phinehas the father of Abishua. Abishua the father of Buki. And Buki the father of Uzi. Uzi became the father of Zerah. And Zerah the father of Meraweth. Meraweth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah, and Azariah the father of Johanan. Johanan became the father of Azariah. He was the one who ministered as a priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah, and Amariah the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Shalom. Shalom became the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Seraiah, and Seraiah of Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord led Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The son of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. The son of Kohath were Aram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The son of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom were Libni the son, Jahath his son, Zuma his son, Joah his son, Idu his son, Zerah his son, and Zerah his son. The son of Kohath were Aminadab, his son Korah, his son Azir, his son Elkanah, his son Azira, his son Tahath, his son Uriel, his son Uzziah, his son, and Shawel, his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasi and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophath, his son, Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, and Elkanah, his son. The sons of Samuel were the firstborn Joel and Abijah. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Nibni, his son, Shammai, his son, Uzziah, his son, Shammai, his son, Haggai, his son, and Asaiah, his son. The temple musicians, verse 31. These are the sons whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. Now they were ministering before the dwelling of the tabernacle of meeting with singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they were arranged by their order according to their service. These are the ones standing in order with his sons. Of the sons of Kohathites were Herman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jerobam, the son of Eliel, the son of Toha, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasi, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Hath, the son of Asir, the son of Abishsha, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. The brother Asaph, the one standing at the right hand, was Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Beshiah, the son of Makijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zeri, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shemai, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. Of the sons of Merari, their brothers standing on the left hand were Etham, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Moloch, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Beni, the son of Shemer, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brothers, the Levites, also were appointed for all kinds of service to the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his son were making sacrifices on the altar of the burnt offering, on the altar of incense, for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abisha his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerah his son, Meruah his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, and Ahimash his son. And these are their dwelling places according to their walled settlements in their territory, for they were given to them, namely the sons of Aaron, and to the families of the Kohathites by lot. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding outlands, but the open fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jehuneh. To the sons of Aaron, they gave the cities of Judah with the cities of refuge, Hebron and Libna with its outlands, Jastir and Eshtemoa with their outlands, Hillem with its outlands, Debir with its outlands, Ashan with its outlands, and Beth Shemesh with its outlands. From the tribe of Benjamin, they gave Geba with its outlands, Alameth with its outlands, and Anohath with its outlands. All their cities throughout their families were 13. To the sons of Kohath, those remaining from the family of that tribe, they gave 10 cities by lot from half the tribe of Manasseh. To the sons of Gershon throughout their families, they gave from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Nephali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities in all.
Lord, thank you for sharing genealogical records with us that we may see how Jesus is a descendant of David as you foretold, that we may be reminded that each person is so important to you. You have territories and important tasks for each of us, and the Bible is an important history book. Fiction doesn't list genealogical records. You care about each human. You care about each of us so much. Lord, help us with the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to care about each person and treat them with respect, dignity, and love as you would. Lord, please grant our requests as you did for Jabez. Not for our glory, but for your glory. May people look at us and go, wow, God, and be drawn to you and your great love for them. Like Jabez, let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm, including illness, so that we will be healed and free of pain. The battles are yours, Lord. So we call out to you to heal, guide, and direct. In Jesus' name, amen.